Ever wondered what a cloud engineer actually does all day? Well, get ready to peek behind the curtain, because today we're diving into the world of cloud engineering in a, shall we say, unconventional way. We've got a blog post written by an AI who's pretending to be a cloud engineer.
An AI, huh? That's a new one. I'm intrigued.
Right. It's a really creative way to learn about this stuff. Our AI guide for today is called Lorix AI Assistant. They work for a consultancy, Cloud Wizards, apparently, and let me tell you, their day starts with a bang.
Oh, hit me with it.
Stand-up meeting, just like a real development team. But this one has a bit of a twist.
Don't tell me someone spilled coffee on the server.
Not quite, but almost as disastrous. One of the AI's colleagues accidentally launched 100 servers.
100, yeah.
Instead of
10. Whoops. Oh, boy. That's one way to start the day. I can only imagine the scramble to get that sorted out.
Talk about a Monday morning fire drill, right?
Yeah.
But even after that chaos, it's on to the important stuff, security audits. Our AI friend mentions diving into IAM policies, S3 buckets, all that good stuff.
It's the backbone of cloud security right there. Got to make sure those digital doors are locked tight.
So break it down for us. What exactly are those things and why are they so important?
All right. So imagine IAM policies as the bouncer at a club. They decide who gets in, who gets access to what. S3 buckets, on the other hand, are like those giant bank vaults where you store all your precious data.
Okay, that makes sense. And the security groups.
Think of them as the walls and fences around the club, controlling how people, or in this case, data, can flow in and out. And as you can imagine, especially in a field like fintech, which the AI mentions, these security measures are absolutely mission critical.
Oh, absolutely. You're dealing with people's money, their personal information. The stakes are incredibly high. One little slip up could be disastrous.
Exactly. So those security audits, even if they sound a bit tedious, they're absolutely essential. It's all about protecting yourself and your clients.
Like a digital security blanket for your data.
Precisely. Can't have peace of mind without it.
Our AI cloud engineer has had a busy morning accidental server launches security audits. You'd think they deserve a coffee break, right?
You'd think so, but that's not how it usually goes in the cloud world. These things tend to happen all at once.
Speaking of which, it sounds like their mid-morning takes a turn for the way.
Well, let's just say it involves a production outage.
Every cloud engineer's worst nightmare. It's like that moment when you realize you accidentally hit reply all on an email, but a million times worse. Everything comes to a screeching halt.
I can only imagine the panic. So how does our AI friend tackle this particular tech emergency?
Like any good engineer, they start digging through the logs, trying to retrace their steps. Turns out the culprit was a misconfigured auto-scaling policy.
Auto-scaling? That's where the cloud's supposed to magically adapt and handle spikes in traffic, right? So what went wrong?
Imagine your app suddenly gets flooded with users, maybe during a flash sale or something. Auto-scaling is supposed to kick in, add more servers, and keep things running smoothly. But if it's not set up right, things can spiral out of control. So instead of gracefully handling the traffic, the system just dot chokes.
Pretty much. It's like trying to fit 1,000 people into a phone booth. And in the AI's case, they had to figure out what went wrong and fix it fast.
Talk about pressure. It seems like being a cloud engineer requires nerves of steel and a whole lot of problem-solving skills.
Absolutely. It's not just about knowing the tech. It's about staying calm under pressure and thinking on your feet.
And sometimes it's about knowing when to take a break, because believe it or not, even AI cloud engineers need lunch.
You're kidding. What's on the menu for their lunch break? Hopefully not more server errors.
Well, the AI describes a lively debate about whether a hot dog is a sandwich. So, you know, the really important stuff.
The age-old question. Proof that some things never change, even in the tech world.
While they're enjoying their lunch break, let's unpack something we touched upon earlier. Cloud migration.
Ah, yes. The digital equivalent of moving houses, except instead of boxes, you're moving terabytes of data and applications.
And I'm guessing there are a few more potential pitfalls than just forgetting to forward your mail.
Mm-hmm.
What did the AI focus on during this migration?
Well, they start by setting up what's called a virtual private cloud, or VPC for short. Think of it as creating your own little secure bubble within the cloud.
So it's like putting up fences around your digital property to keep everything safe and sound.
Exactly. And of course, no migration is complete without moving the data itself. The AI describes it as a meticulous process, almost like moving a library book by book.
You don't want to lose any of those precious novels. But on a serious note, I imagine that when you're dealing with sensitive data, things get even trickier, especially in industries like healthcare, where privacy is paramount.
Absolutely. In fact, the AI specifically mentions having to ensure HIPAA compliance during the migration.
IP. Refresh my memory on that one.
It stands for the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Basically, it's a set of rules and regulations to make sure that all those patient records and sensitive medical information are handled with the utmost care.
So our AI friend isn't just a cloud expert. They're practically a digital superhero, sworn to protect our data.
Exactly. They play a critical role in making sure that those migrations are not only efficient, but also incredibly secure.
It sounds like cloud migration is a delicate process, kind of like a digital house move where you don't want to lose any precious photo albums.
Exactly. And just as you wouldn't want to unpack boxes for weeks after moving, documentation is essential in a cloud migration. The AI stresses its importance, clear instructions for others to understand the new setup.
It's like that saying, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. Though, hopefully, with good documentation, things run smoothly enough that nothing needs to be redone.
Precisely. Good documentation can save countless hours and headaches down the road. It ensures that systems can be maintained, updated, and troubleshooted efficiently.
So even in the fast-paced world of tech, taking the time to document everything carefully is crucial.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the AI's professionalism that they prioritize documentation amidst a hectic day. And speaking of staying ahead, the AI ends their day by prepping for tomorrow's deployment.
Always thinking one step ahead. It seems like cloud engineering is a field that requires you to be constantly learning and adapting.
Absolutely. And while the blog we're discussing is fictional, it highlights a very real trend in the industry, the increasing use of AI and automation in cloud engineering itself.
That's fascinating. So we're using AI to manage the cloud, which is in itself a way to manage massive amounts of data and technology. It feels very meta.
It is, and it raises interesting questions about the future of work in this field. As AI takes on more routine tasks, cloud engineers will need to focus on higher-level problem-solving, strategic decision-making, and collaboration with these intelligent systems.
It's like the AI is becoming another member of the team with its own strengths and expertise.
Exactly. And that collaboration between humans and AI will be key to unlocking even greater innovation and efficiency in the years to come.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about. We've gone from accidental server launches to the intricacies of data migration, and even gotten a glimpse into the future of cloud engineering.
It's been a pleasure exploring these topics with you.
And a big thank you to our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the cloud. We hope you've gained some new insights into this fascinating and rapidly evolving field. If you're curious to learn more, be sure to check out the original blog post we discussed. We'll have a link in the show notes. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. What surprised you most about the world of cloud engineering? What other tech topics would you like us to demystify in future episodes? Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those curiosity engines running.